What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on Working the Dash podcast with TK. I am extremely emotional right now. I have very mixed emotions: sad, angry, disappointed, hurt, frustrated, afraid. The list goes on and on. I share, like most of you, feelings that are almost non-controllable at the moment, and you just feel enraged to the point of action. You want to get up and do something. You want to shake the tables of justice and really see something done in our country, the United States of America, that answers the question that we all have of why. Why does this continue to happen? And the next question is, who changes it? We pray, we capture these thoughts, we encapsulate these horrific moments and shield them in gratitude, because we realize one thing, and that is simple. It could have been us. It could have been our families. However, amidst that thought process, we come to the resolve that it is us. We are them. They are us. Simply because when we look in the mirror of humanity, all persons are equal. Did you hear what I said? We are equal. We share one common denominator. It may not be color. It may not be ethnicity. It may not be background. It may not even be thoughts. It may not be political preference. But we share one common denominator, and that is breath. We are alive. The common denominator here is life, that we should all be able to cherish, celebrate, create memories with, and enjoy. Yet, we're trapped by the idea that we may not be able to go to a grocery store and return home. We may not be able to send our children to places of refuge, such as a schoolhouse, a place of learning, a place of education, a place where we all learn to thrive and grow and become. We fear the fact that we will not be able to do that with some type of solitude. And the anguish that is attached to all of this is daunting. I would that all of us not just say that we're going to pray, not just say that we're going to act a little better tomorrow, but I would that we would teach young people at a very early age how to love God, how to love people, how to enjoy what they do, how to be individuals in this society. But even more than that, I would that we would teach young people how to manage their emotions, manage them against life's pressures, managing them against what somebody else feels about them. That must become the standard. No longer can it be a suggestion or a preference as to whether we're going to teach this or not. If you hear passion in my voice and you hear me holding back tears, no, you cannot see me, but if you could see what I feel, which is just, I don't even know who to talk to. Like, I'm just being transparent here in this moment, because I just feel so deeply saddened by the idea that I, someone with a platform and a voice, feel helpless at this point. And clearly, I don't want to feel that way. You know, unfortunately, it is the way that I feel, but I do not want to feel this way. I want to be able to enjoy life and be able to look over at a neighbor that does not look like me and genuinely be able to love that person. I'm not sure. I cannot pinpoint when we became so emboldened to look at life as if it were a game, something that we feel as though we can press a reset button on. I can't even think of the games right now that these young people play, but these games that are out there where, you know, hey, you get 3 lives, you get shot at, you get, you know, gunned down, and somehow mysteriously you can press this little reset button and you can start over. May I submit to everyone here, that is not what's happening here. This is life, real life. And I'm just so tired. You know, I am overwhelmed, and I cannot even imagine. I'm carrying a burden now for parents and sisters and brothers and grandmothers and friends and family members and extended teachers. And, you know, I'm carrying a burden right now in my heart that is so heavy because, again, there's this feeling of hope coupled with this feeling of helplessness. Hope because we hope in God. We understand that He is in control of all things. Helplessness because I'm not sure where we became so insensitive, where our levels of insensitivity have come from in this society, in our country. You don't hear about this in any other country. And for what it's worth, the countries that it has happened in, it does not continuously happen. Let's be clear about that. You know why? Because there are 2 words that are put in place immediately. Executive order. It happens. It's not politicized. It's not blue or red or black or white or green or purple or brown or pink. It's not about that. It's about what we all share, which is life. So I would, as we're trying to find a silver lining, as we're trying to look for sunshine behind such dark clouds, as we're trying to navigate the waters that are our tears. This is so unfortunate. What a conversation. What a conversation. As we're trying to navigate through this treacherous time, pick up pieces of life that, in essence, must go on. May I tell you that love is the only thing that is going to overcome such evils. We cannot be afraid of each other. Oh my goodness. When did we get like this? What happened? What happened? Who told us that one was better than the other? What happened? I have eyes, nose, ears, mouth, extremities, legs, you know, activities of limb. The only thing that's different is a color. Who told me that I was better than you? Nobody. And if I was told that, I have to know that it is a lie from the pit of hell. No one is better. Only God reigns supreme, okay? Period. And whatever that looks like for you, whatever that deity looks like for you, that's the higher power. That's it. Okay? I'm just at a loss. Obviously, not so much for words, because that right now is the only thing that I have to express the need for action, to express the need for family, past, blood. Blood, life, blood literally has one color. I mean, come on. Blood. We share blood. And yet it's shed because of an outward appearance, because of an ethnicity, because of a choice. Listen, I'm a Christian. But there are people out here that are losing their lives because of sexuality and the identity crisis and them deciding whether they're going to become transgender. And while all of this negativity is swirling around, we have a conversation on the table, pro-life or pro-choice. I mean, I get it, you all. I get it. I get it. But what's the point of you trying to regulate a law when life is being taken out here? What's the point? Can we talk about something else? Can we, please? Perhaps maybe today was not the best day to give commentary, because as you can hear, I am enthralled by high levels of emotions. I don't know how to think, and I don't like to use words like angry, because I'm naturally, it's not even piped in my DNA to be that, but I am so frustrated. I am so hurt. I am so disappointed. And just to think, could you imagine second, third, fourth grade teachers who have put everything that they have learned on the line to increase the value of the next generations? And this is the conversation we're having. I can barely mention why this is the conversation I'm having, because I choose to almost bury the thought. It's almost, I just wish almost that if I didn't think about it, I could truly, truly say that it didn't happen. However, that's not the case. So again, as I fight tears, as I fight emotions, as I try my best to find some kind of way to make this all make sense, I pray for each and every one of you. Whomever listens to this, I love you all. I'm I am trying to keep that tone, and hope you know that I wish nothing but the best for my fellow humans, for humanity. I wish nothing for the best for all of us. I love to see all of us win. I want us to get back to the place where we all understood that we're all on the same playing field here. We're all trying to survive. We're all trying to live. We're all trying to make it. We're all trying to be celebrated. We all want to be recognized. We all want to be heard. We all want to be lifted. I want us to lift one another. My challenge to all of us, including myself, is to lift someone, lift them, not hurt them, not harm them. Can we normalize putting energy into lifting one another, into celebrating each other outside of how we feel? In any case, this is TK. You're tuned in to Working the Dash with TK podcast. When I come back on again, I hope and pray that it would be with a better course of reality and just more light, more shine, more celebration, more of what TK really is really all about, and not this. But for now, this is my real emotion. This is where I am. And I appreciate you all for taking the time to listen. Until next time, please do well. Let's love one another. Let's take care of each other. I am she. She is me. We are them. They are us. Let's not forget that. Love. Literally, we have to love like there is a tomorrow. Take care.